And we're returning to the RTE story and its new direction, reducing staff numbers and moving flagship programmes like Fair City and The Late Late Show off-site, either to wholly independent productions or in a hybrid model. Director General Kevin Backhurst told staff that old buildings on the Donnybrook campus are no longer fit for purpose. A remodelling would cost in the region of £300 million. The move off-site could save £150 million. The five-year strategy also comes ahead of an expected announcement of a new funding model for the organisation before the Dáil summer recess and interim funding of €20 million. So what is the future for Ireland's public service broadcaster? Dr. Eileen Cullity is from the Institute for Future Media, Democracy and Society at Dublin City University. Good morning, Dr. Cullity. You're welcome to the programme. There's been a lot of focus on, understandably, on the reduction in staff numbers, the move of the flagship programmes off-site. The plan also contains significant investment in the upscaling of the digital offering and a growing focus on the independent production sector. But looking at the plan you heard unveiled yesterday, what is your initial reaction to what you've been hearing?
Well, the overall vision is for RTE to become a truly digital platform. And if you think about it, RTE is currently a broadcaster that puts some stuff online. Whereas under this strategy, RTE will prioritise digital content and it will still do some broadcasting, but it will primarily be digital. Now, that might not sound like a big deal to some people, but RTE has existed as a broadcasting organisation for 100 years. So it's actually a fundamental shift in terms of how content is conceived, created and delivered. And I think that's, you know, that's something that RTE desperately needed. That has to be the future direction for public media.
But is that future direction then, as some union representatives have said, privatisation by stealth, or turning the public service broadcaster as it is now into a publishing house?
Yeah, and I think, you know, some of the most interesting and promising details in the report were things that spoke about serving the public, about the future of public media. For example, there's a commitment to increase children's content and make it available ad-free online. Okay, so that's a vision of RTE as an alternative to YouTube with all the crazy ads and things you find there. That's clearly public service. But the biggest weakness in the report is that it undermines the very idea of public media in a lot of ways. And I don't think that's something that the Director General came up with. That's been endemic to RTE for a very long time, because you have a public sector organisation that also has to chase all this commercial interest and that relies heavily on the private sector. And under this strategy, that commercial side will keep growing at the expense of the public side.
But will it, if we still don't know as yet what the future funding model will be?
Well, it is, because if you read the report, it's very striking that there are so many references to streamlining RTE, to making the organisation more efficient, to reducing the workforce by 400, which is a major reduction, it's 20% reduction. So you're talking about shrinking the public sector organisation and public sector employment and replacing that with an increased emphasis on commissioning from the private sector. And again, that isn't something the Director General made up himself for the board. That was a recommendation from the Future Media Commission. Mm. But people should be very clear that it's a picture of a smaller public sector and an even more influential private sector. And when you think about how we got to where we are now, it was a lot of tensions and controversies around the influence of the commercial side and of the private sector. So I would worry that, you know, we're embracing more of that.
Is there a choice?
Well, I don't think so. And this is the scenario that the government has set down from decades of failure to actually address the future of RTE. I think it's also pretty worrying that we still hear people in government and politicians in general confuse RTE as a public institution and private media. So they say that they want to spread public funding around. I think people should be, you know, quite clear that one of the reasons we have public media is that it is meant to be independent and less commercial, or ideally not commercial, in contrast to private media.
For now, Dr. Eileen Cullity from Dublin City University, thank you for your time on Morning Ireland.